This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars, we back in the building on America's birthday. Jesus Christ. Happy birthday, America. Love America. This is my country. Not like Canada, you know, bunch of chumps.
You know what?
We got a packed house tonight. I know that. We got a packed house in here. Let's introduce everybody. Liz.
Hello, I'm Liza Traeger.
Yeah, welcome. You've been on the show.
I've been on this show, hopefully a fan favorite, but probably not.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
Janelle?
I'm Janelle Dennis, proud Canadian.
Unless
the government asks, then no.
I like Canada.
Yeah,
I know I would vote too. I like busting their balls though.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just not. We take it.
Not for we right just now. Suck so bad right now that it's like hard to make fun of others.
Stop.
True.
We're still America.
But it's our day.
We're still America and it's our birthday.
Yes, I forgot.
So Canada can wait 24 hours.
Thank you. James?
I love it.
Oh, yeah. James Goff. Yeah. What up, congregation?
That nigga coming here like he Talib Kweli. What's the dilly, son?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm happy to be here, man.
Yes.
Just got back from the Catskills, so you know, I'm in a different vibe right now.
How those Jews doing?
I ain't seen any. A lot of white people, though.
Yeah, that's the white Jews.
You found them.
What happened? I was with a Jew.
I'm sure all these loose whites were, none of them were Jews.
Nah, they
loose
might have
whites.
Been.
They were.
They were super artsy, so they might have been.
Yeah. Ain't no some artsy up Jews. There.
Artsy white can go either way.
Chewy?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. This is Chewy May. Yeah. Long time listener, first time guest.
Thank you. Welcome, Chu.
Thank you.
I've been trying to get you on for a minute. What right?
You have?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen you come before.
Your name is like a candy bar.
It is.
Chewy May.
It's delicious.
What kind of Asian we working with here?
I'm a Chinese Asian, but
I knew it.
Brooklyn Asian too.
So are you more Americanized than are you first generation?
My parents were here for 20 years before I was born.
Okay, but they weren't born here.
No.
Okay, so you first generation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
That's how it works.
Oh.
That's how we separate the foreigners.
Do you see half?
A half what?
Half
Asian?
What?
No, I'm.
That's crazy.
I'm half generation. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like I wasn't born here, but I was raised here.
Right, you were born in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
They fucking meddled with our election, James. Say
that
to
them. I didn't even know you were infiltrated like that. That's crazy.
The Russian and the Canadian are sitting together.
We left on religious asylum, so you know, we're not in cahoots with them.
Right.
I got to see paperwork.
But my dad only watches Russian TV, and his opinions are not good.
What do you watch? The RT News, that thing?
He has 8 Russian channels.
Wow. I didn't even know it was that many.
What cable package is that?
It's a special one that took us years to find. They used to only have 2 Russian channels, but we found a way to get them 8.
Is it like a Russian cable network?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so. It's Xfinity.
Yeah, I might be spies.
How long were you in
Russia
when you?
That's what I mean. I got here when I was 3, so it doesn't matter. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like a half.
Yeah, I was 3 when I moved here too.
Yeah. Are you also Russian?
I'm Israeli.
Israel. We're surrounded by Jews from all around the globe.
It's going down.
It's race wars. That's what I like. And Chinese.
I came here to start a racial war.
Nice.
My nephew and his cousin are gonna get bar mitzvah in Israel next year.
Cute.
Oh, really? Where?
Road
Tel Aviv.
What?
Tel Aviv or Haifa?
I don't know.
You're gonna be phoning it in.
No, I'm gonna go.
Can I go?
Yeah,
I wanna go too.
Everybody knows the hottest Jews are in Israel.
Facts. Hopefully, I'll be in love by then. But
kissed by the sun, skin look right.
Jews are hot.
Jews are hot.
Thank
we might
you.
Have a title.
When I was in Israel, I was so embarrassed. I have my Hebrew name tattooed on the back of my neck, and this Israeli girl was like, "Should I get like American letters on me?" I was like, "No."
Oh.
And I realized how dumb it is.
What's your Hebrew name?
I threw shade at you,
Leia.
Leia?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Princess Leia?
Sure.
She was Jewish this whole time?
Yeah.
But do you go by that in Israel? Because in Israel, you really can just go by your regular name.
Yeah.
I'll just call you Lisa.
Wait, so you have a regular name and an Israeli name?
Well, no. That's religious. It's kind of an American religious thing. So you really can just show up to Israel and just be you.
This sound like Wu-Tang, they'll just pronounce man. Your name. Everybody got double names and shit? What the fuck?
Everybody
so they infiltrate.
You Method Man and the Ghost Rider? That's crazy.
Well, wait, Karen, you have to introduce yourself.
Oh, they know me. I'm a friend of the show. What's your show?
What's your Hebrew name, though?
My name is Israeli, so it's Karen.
Oh. Karen is Israeli?
K-E-R-E. Oh. Not with the A.
No,
the
A
is not Israel. That's what those proddies do, huh?
Yeah.
That's what those dirty Christians do.
It's a dirty
prod. Stupid A for no reason.
Yeah, we don't do that. Yeah. Everybody's so insecure here about being Jewish enough, you know? Because it's like... people care but kind of don't care also, and so they need to show, so everybody takes a Jewish name to like
when you're
be
a Jew
more
school
Jewish.
Or get bat mitzvah or something
to turn it up a notch.
But it's just super
you go from
American.
Harold to Heschel.
So you go from Liza to Leah.
No, you said both my names wrong.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
No one knows anyone here.
You said both my names wrong.
So sorry.
You feel so good about that.
No, I never go by Leia.
Same ballpark.
Only when I went to like Jew school.
Right.
Oh.
But that was it.
What do you guys learn in Jew school? Like?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I went back. My niece was in Jew school. She's in Jew school. My sister works
yeshiva,
for the Jew
you
school.
Mean, right?
No, it's casual. The girls can wear pants. Okay. It's like, you know, it's like they're praying, but.
I get it.
It's fine. Yeah. You can go to McDonald's after school.
Yeah.
But they did Mamma Mia, and I went back, and all the little kids' kippahs kept falling during the musical.
Can't they safety pin it on us?
It was out of control. The dance moves got too wild.
They were Betsy whining.
Kippahs everywhere.
Now, Chu, how your parents feel about all this comedy stuff? Asian parents can't be for this.
Well, they don't like this, but they also don't like the gay, but I guess they have to...
yeah, which one they hate the most?
That's very tiring to hate everything about me.
Which one really broke their heart? Yeah. The comedy?
That's a hell of a choice.
It's like, we understand being with a woman, but the jokes, man, not under my roof.
I don't know, like last time my mom saw me crying about a lady and she's like, do you want to try men now? Like, I'm like, maybe.
All right. Who
were
broke
you
your
just
heart?
Saying that? Huh? Well, you were just saying that though, to be like, I guess.
Let's you not aren't... bury the lead though. Who broke your heart?
Okay.
Oh, so.
You know how bitches be.
Yeah. They be crazy.
They be trifling. Crazy. Who was it? A girlfriend? You was dating for a while?
I think I forgot who. It was just like some girl that.
She cheated on you?
She remembers.
You react.
She remembers.
I'm glad you said something.
She remembers. Nobody, but you're right. James nailed it.
I was going to let it go, but I'm glad you stepped it up. For the good of the group.
You
I
could have
let it go. I'm high. I'm sorry.
You're going to have a nice cry after this podcast. Think about it.
Oh, I don't remember who I like cried about.
Now, would your parents get funny about like you dating? Because you don't date Asians, do you?
No. I'm starting to get attracted to Asians.
Okay.
It feels very weird to me because...
it's like yourself?
Yeah. I don't like to date somebody that looks like me.
Right. Yeah. I'm not into Jews. I have like a not Jew thing.
Oh. I'm into it. I like to date people who look just like me. That's why I masturbate in the mirror. Just, you know, I want to see what I want to see.
Hey, man. Well,
like, sweet me.
Sometimes you got to check your form, man.
You got to stay on top of it. It's Olympic gear.
So now I know where those biceps come from now.
That's right.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What was the song you were listening to when she broke your heart?
I think it was like Usher's
you
song.
Know yeah. What song?
It was
it burn?
It was Gangnam Style.
Did she burn you?
She was listening to Gangnam Style, and that's what made the cry real awkward.
That's what we do. That's what we do for the Asians to get the sad out.
So you usually date what? White? Black? What do you usually date?
I don't date white.
Oh, no. That was quick. I mean, race like, wars. God damn, that
never
was quick.
Never white.
No, because it's...
because they the devil. Say
yeah. And it's awkward. Like, I like to be the submissive type, and... whenever like if a white lady tells me to do something, I'm like, no, fuck you, white. Yeah. Like my ancestors take over my body. I'm like, no,
bitch,
you
I'm
white
free.
Can't nobody tell
you can't treat me like I'm black. This is crazy.
That Asian guy.
Your parents have to deal with the comedy, the homosexuality, and the dating outside the race.
Yeah.
Which one is the top one that they hate the most?
I don't know, but my mom.
Is your mother more on top of you about it than your father?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He checked out.
Oh, you checked out already?
Yeah, because like.
Yeah. I ain't gonna win this. Whatever's going on, I'm dying soon.
And
fuck it.
My sister did a whole like Marie Kondo his bedroom, and we found ultra thin Trojan condoms and KY jelly in his.
Oh
sock
yeah,
car.
He's shutting up.
So yeah, so he's like, all right.
Oh, what if that's thing? For mom though?
I don't know. I don't know what my parents.
You know,
like,
mom could be getting lit.
Why you? Wait, why you got an Asian in the description of it? Like ultra thin. Like, is it small ones or
no,
just
no,
the thin? Okay,
the thin ones. They're okay. Not, I don't know how big my
He's
dad is.
He's trying to make it better for your mom.
Yeah, she want to feel it, but she still, you know, she don't want no more kids.
But what does that have to do with anything?
That he's just like now he's super chill. He's like, all right, do whatever, because he's
getting he's shameful. Fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what your pops is smoking. He got that good shit.
My dad's a pervert. It sucks.
Is he? Why do you mean it sucks? He's a He's a man.
Know.
Let him live.
Aren't all Russians perverts, to be fair?
Men and women?
Probably.
Is he New York or is he?
No, Chicago suburbs.
Oh.
But I have a lot of Brighton Beach family.
How
but
do
I don't
you
talk
know
to them.
That yeah. he is a
He had tons
pervert.
Of dirty magazines, dirty cards, and he would always be like changing the channel quick.
So what's wrong with that?
It's just like, go to your room. Why are you in the living
my
room?
House.
You have children.
I pay the mortgage in here. I put my dick out. I'm sorry, ladies. I apologize.
I think it's too, a little too reckless.
It's okay, we didn't believe you about the house, so it's totally fine.
So he was a whore. And then I remember when Helen Hunt won the Oscar over Kate Winslet. He was like livid that she was flat. He's like, how did this flat chested
bitch? Oh my God.
Like,
are
he was
so
pissed.
That sounds like a man who knows what he likes. That's
man.
What I'm saying.
Damn.
I love an asylum of Jew Russian. Just telling it like it is. What is this flat? Holy
no
shit.
Just like a perv, yeah.
Wow. He's back in Chicago?
In the Skokie.
And how do you feel about your lifestyle and your comedies?
Listen, my parents are old as shit. They were 50 and 42 when I was born.
Oh, wow.
So they still fucking.
Nice. Not anymore. No. Now they're separate rooms. They truly are, you know, countdown.
Countdown?
So. They like it. You know, they're living it out together.
Okay. Oh.
What, so it's not what? It's not love anymore?
No, they love each other.
Yeah.
So like Beyonce and Jay-Z.
But they're in separate rooms?
I don't know. I wish.
What do you mean Beyonce and Jay-Z? They're not.
They're in separate houses. And
they got so many houses, though.
They can't
though?
Break up.
You know that for a fact?
It's too much money.
I don't know if they're. Wait, I think
how
they're still
do you know
in
they're in separate houses?
I think they're in love.
Janelle's yeah. out here throwing shade.
You don't think they ever fuck?
I don't
like
know.
Now?
They probably fucking that's it.
Yo, I don't want no beef with the Beehive, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait, so
yeah,
you, right. what are you saying? You're saying that they in a, like a fake relationship right now?
Yeah, they're in a money relationship.
What?
A money arrangement.
Do you, but it started real.
Yeah, yeah.
They loved each other. They like their kids. It's yeah. a good, but they're like.
I feel like they still
yeah.
do.
Do you,
yeah.
James? I mean, I think, I'm not sure
look,
about it.
I
could believe both.
Am I just
don't
think the four. Am I projecting?
I don't think the 444, I don't think you put that out. Unless you really love her and you trying to, you know what
Did
I'm saying?
Did you watch House of Cards?
Nah.
Did anyone here?
No.
For Kevin?
Yeah, a couple episodes. What happened?
They had that kind of, like, they loved each other. They would fuck yeah. once in a while, but they got to fuck other people. And it was more like, we're going to be president. Like, we got to just.
Right. Right. So that's what you think they're doing, Jay-Z?
I don't know. I couldn't believe either. So. In my heart, I wish they were like fully in love.
Yeah.
Black love, man.
But you can also be in love and have arrangements in other ways.
True.
Like the,
true.
Will Smith
but
and
in
Jada.
The homecoming thing.
But they
when,
had more kids.
But remember during the homecoming, did you watch that on Netflix?
Nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You told me that you loved it so much. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I loved it, but I hated like she fit into an outfit she didn't fit into in a bit after the twins.
Oh, yeah. You told
she was
me
like,
this.
FaceTime him. And he was like, okay. And it's like, compliment
yeah,
her. You
real talk.
Nah,
we don't care.
No, he's difficult.
You know how many times
you know,
my wife hit me up about some shit that I do not care about? And yeah. I look at her like, really?
Are you married?
You interrupt
yes,
yeah.
She's married what? With kids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The rings
oh,
I thought
necklace.
That was your dead
yeah.
grandma's.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
But if, but if she, but how much someone. Emotional labor and bullshit does she give you that she doesn't want to do? Or
as
she
far
meet,
as what?
Or does she also be like,
no, she
shut
puts up.
Up
with a lot of shit and I listen, but I don't give a fuck. I don't pretend to give a fuck if I don't give a fuck either because that's just lying to her.
Mm. Oh.
So how you want it?
That's weird.
So how you want
the truth or you want somebody just to pick
you? I think you should give a fuck about
not
the
if
person.
I don't give a fuck because sometimes the story don't mean nothing. Now if she's passionate about it and it's something that happened at work that affected her, right. I'm all there to listen.
Right. Yeah.
But if it's some dumb shit about her friend and her having a fucking joke, I don't give a fuck about it. And I'm gonna let her know. I don't give a fuck about the story.
Wow. How long have you guys been together?
And it seems to work for them.
Nice.
Over 10 years.
And we are like this.
But if you could tell she wants a compliment, are you going to give her a compliment?
I give her compliments all the
time. That's what I mean. Okay. Yeah. Jay-Z should have said, you look fucking great.
Not if he didn't give a fuck. He handled her money. He be in their hole. But I'm going to face to make it.
But you are taking one situation and trying to see the whole relationship. That could have just been
but
one time when
he
didn't.
No, I
he
just
did
said
a whole
that's
album.
The one thing. I said I loved Homegrown. That's the one thing that bothered me that I saw.
It bothers
and
me too.
He fucked the designer.
What designer?
He fucked
Rachel Roy. Who did he fuck?
Like
who was it?
Roy.
Did we know?
I thought it was Rachel Roy.
Yeah, that was the rumor.
Oh, no, that was, that was the first rumor. First of all, I know Rachel Roy.
That's a 100%.
She,
I wore one of her dresses.
She's been to the cellar. Hammered.
Good times. All the good ones.
Yelling out
hammered.
In the show.
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly. I was ditto, but allegedly. Yeah. Heckling so drunk. I laughed because she came there with Chrissy. And I was like, nigga, what are you doing? This was right after his divorce. I'm like, what are you doing? She's a mess. But yeah, people, you know, go through things. Anywho.
That's how
a
you
successful
That's how you do your best friend, though. Like, if you can't have, like, separate rules for your best friend and who you're with, like, and have them
really?
Also be your friend.
Huh?
Yeah, because, yeah, like, if your best friend that you're not dating and married to or whatever was telling you some long, boring story you didn't care about, you'd
right.
be like, I can't care about this.
Right,
yeah.
And you love
care.
That person.
True.
Right,
yeah.
right.
True.
Yeah. It's like adding that preciousness to your relationship. Honestly ruins it.
So
I'm not talking about preciousness, but I'm just saying it's clear why she's calling you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird not to say you look great and just be.
What did he say? I wish we could bring that clip up.
I think he just went. Okay. Like there was just nothing.
Nah, what it was? No.
It's like she's rehearsing 10 hours a day. She has time to FaceTime you.
You
she
know what it was?
Gave birth to your fucking twins. Tell her she looks
good. This is what it was. She
fucking
went,
breastfeeding
she went,
and rehearsing to get you $60 million and new babies.
She
and
went,
you can't say she looks hot in her outfit. That's bonkers.
Maybe she did.
No, what
maybe
happened was you didn't get enough of what you wanted, I think. Like, cause you know how we just be like, yo, that's what's up. You look fly.
Yeah.
And to the ladies, that no, I want you to be like, oh my God, you're the greatest thing that's ever walked the earth.
No.
And that's
like,
to be, that's to be devil's advocate.
He had no reaction.
Damn. Okay.
Maybe just to be devil's advocate, maybe to Jay-Z, she looked a little fat.
Oh.
All right, facts.
With those tweets come in.
Does he ever react? Like, is Jay-Z a reactor?
Yeah.
He may say
he reacts.
He's not, does he?
He reacts, but he's calm, cool, and collected and calculated in how he does it.
Okay, he was reacting.
But maybe uh-huh is his way of saying, listen.
No,
sweetie.
She was annoyed.
She was annoyed.
She was. You guys have to watch.
I love annoyed Beyonce.
She was annoyed. The concert's so good.
I'm not sitting through that.
It was so
I'm
cool.
not dedicated enough of a...
I watched some
I like
of it.
Beyonce, but I'm not a Hive.
Yeah, you're not
gonna
be Hive.
This isn't about... I don't know. I was so impressed. It was such a good show.
It was inspirational.
Yeah.
Dancing so good. Great outfits, cool songs. It was great. So many hits.
Speaking of great outfits and
cool
songs, we have a birthday party for our nation. The military's rolling out everything tomorrow. I know all you guys are pro-Trump, so I want to go touch on that for a minute. I got a pro-Trump table.
That's
here.
What's up.
Yep.
You voted twice for him, so what do you think, please?
I don't want him spending money on it.
On what? We already own the military. What are you spending money on?
He
gas?
Took money from the Parks Department.
So what? Water fountains won't work? What the fuck the Parks Department doing
this
for you?
This dude is the greatest at distractions. He's the greatest.
Yeah, he's up there.
He is he's one of the best illusionists ever.
But the thing is, it's not illusions because it's just like all terrible. So it's like, this is less terrible, but it's all terrible.
It's working.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes me feel like, it's kind of like seeing like a foreign, you see like Russia doing this kind of shit rolling missiles up the street.
Yeah.
But
it's extra. It's like when I feel like when you have to show, like, you know how it is on a block. When you walk around like, yo, I'll fuck anybody up on this hood. Mm-hmm. Anybody on this corner. Who want it? You pussy.
Yeah, that's the song.
I'm trying.
I'm
trying.
Okay, just to play Debbie's Advi, we haven't seen our tanks in a hot minute, and it would be nice to know that they're looking really good and red hot tanks. Because that is what I hope they're there for. I want them to be tank ready, shiny. If our tanks are not shiny, I think that they're withering away into
Trump
disuse.
Is so,
you don't like that he's
a draft. He pussy. I'm telling you, he's pussy.
It's only paying. They only paying money on gas, though.
Please,
right? Are you upset that he's spending money on this? And not the southern border and those kids and those rental wrap fucking blankets they're giving out.
Everything's the worst.
Why? What do you mean?
Those little kids. I mean, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just
like
chilling. You know, when you're a kid and you're like, I would never have done that in Germany. And then we're all just sitting here bullshitting and there's kids in cages.
Yeah.
Drinking out of toilets. And we're just like, all right.
But here's the good news. That ain't our kids.
And they're drinking.
America's birthday.
No, and those microwave blankets are kind of cool.
So what do you think? Is it the Democrats holding back funding to pay for this? Or is he just not paying for it?
I don't know.
But you seem to be, you care about those kids, but only to a certain extent.
Say the question.
Do you think the Democrats holding out funding for sending money to the border?
No, charities and places are showing up and they're being turned away. People are being arrested for bringing supplies to the camps.
What? People getting arrested for bringing supplies? Yeah. That don't sound right.
I watched a video and then the American Red Cross and all these charities went to give first aid and they were all refused and not allowed in.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Yeah, no, we're living.
People aren't allowed in. They had this like small group of journalists who was allowed to go through with no cameras or anything. Weren't allowed to talk to anybody. Just in, out. They were like, so you saw it? And then
no, they're alive, right? Say they were alive.
AOC went. But yeah, you're not allowed because people are bringing diapers and books and they won't allow anything.
Wow.
Yeah, because that would be them admitting that these people need those things.
Yeah,
they're not gonna do that.
Makes sense.
So they might rather not admit.
They rather not admit that there's a need at all. If they're like, yes, bring things, we'd be like, well, you should be handling this. You're the government. You're detaining people.
All right. Well, in all fairness, I have a kid. I have two of them.
And
do you really want to clean up that mess? Like seriously, toys all over the fucking place. I get it. I want to clean that shit up.
But you do it because you had those kids.
Well, I'm also a good dad, and you know, there's laws and shit like that. And I'm black, so I'm not going to get treated the same way as a white person.
Are these kids going to become citizens? Well, I don't even know what the game plan is here with all this shit.
I think a lot of them are going to die. Yeah. I think
a lot of them.
Well, because what's also happening is there are grandparents and family in the States, and they're trying to get their kids back, and they won't give them back too.
Oh. Yep.
So it's like there are people like, I'll take that kid, it's mine, and they're like, no. So
I've never understood the separation. The kids from the parents shit. It made no sense. You want to take care of these motherfuckers?
Well,
and
also,
then you can't find the parents because you move them from one section of the state to another state. Right. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Countries have been doing this. Some for of them been deported. Centuries. This is like a way to fucking.
But at least Obama, to my knowledge, kept them together, and he deported the most people. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
But he kept them. He kept families together.
Did he?
He didn't separate them. Yeah.
He's like, here's the good news. You're all leaving.
That's the worst thing you can do. I mean, we go watch like all like Sophie's Choice and all these Holocaust movies, and always the saddest thing is like pick a kid, and it's like your kid being torn away. If you're a parent, that's the worst thing that can happen.
Oh, it's horrible.
Then you got to think about the trauma. So what if, like, even if they are feeding the kids three times a day, I know when I was in foster care and I was in the system, there were times after I saw my mother through whatever, you know, fucking supervision it was,
right,
that I didn't want to eat. So I know those kids are probably not eating. You miss
your
parents.
Yeah, you just miss your
parents. You're in a fucking cage like an animal.
Yeah.
Like jokes is jokes, but it's fucked up. That,
you're
that's
the only
gonna
one
be
joking.
Mentally.
Well, these kids will be scarred. It's like 11-year-olds, 8-year-olds. They fucking temporarily sitting in a dirty clothes. They ain't get to change
it's
their
whack.
Clothes for weeks.
It's whack.
And then this is like, I don't know how academic
but
this
still
is.
Better than where they came from.
Well, if you had to worry about getting shots, you know what I'm saying, in a drug cartel,
gangs,
like,
yeah.
Pick your poison.
This is just from American History X, but also like when you treat.
Oh, we're quoting a movie.
Not quotes, but when you treat, or maybe it's from school, who knows, but right.
We're going with
when
on
you
the curb?
Treat people like shit, they become radicalized and then they become what
facts.
You
yeah.
want.
Yeah.
And then
what
you
can
be
feel.
Like, look at these fucking people, and it's like, yeah, these Mexicans are gonna hit, or wherever they're
but
coming
America's
from.
But America's always operated like that. We always did some fucked up shit, and then the fear was, they're gonna come back because we messed them up. They're gonna come back and get us.
The thing it's like is, Native Americans, the Japanese. It's like, it's really just a pattern.
When we think about Americans and keeping people out of this country, we always think about white people doing it. But the truth is, a lot of Mexican Americans who live here don't want that border open either.
Oh yeah, that's true. Like,
that's
what?
The truth.
Yes, but those are bad people. So that's like my family. That's my Brighton Beach family. So I have all these Russians. And my sister, when we came to America, she was like 12, 13. Yeah. And she's still friends with all those people. And they all are Trump motherfuckers. And like, and they're all racist and they're all evil. Because it's like, we came on asylum. We were all on welfare.
Oh, yeah.
We got all the services. And now all of a sudden.
They don't want nobody else to have it.
Like, if you're Muslim, you can't come. Like, fuck all of you.
Yeah.
It happens to immigrants where they're like, I deserved it. I work hard.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't.
And it makes sense with immigrants.
You can't have a double standard with it.
It makes sense with immigrants because it's like with comedy. Like some veterans that are like, oh, we had it so hard, we had to do this and this and this. And now look at these coming in,
talk your shit.
And on top of all of that, all of the Russians on Brighton, they're the ones cheating the system. So they're blaming black people, but really they're the ones that are doing
welfare.
Housing and bringing their grandparents.
They do a good job of cheating the system, boy.
And also,
they be owning the building, on welfare. Ooh, get it.
They're pieces of shit. And that's it's like, you guys are all the worst.
And Chinese people are the same way. Like, they pay for houses with cash and yet use EBT cards and yet support Trump.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know who's not like that?
Wow.
The Jews. And Jamaicans.
Wait, so with the Chinese what now?
My parents are Trump supporters.
Right.
And
whoa.
You'd be shocked. No, y'all
all
niggas
of our
know.
Parents are Trump supporters.
Not all of us.
I think it's funny. But, yeah. I think it's funny. Like, if you're a Trump
my
supporter,
my parents don't
funny.
Vote, so it's like.
But if they did, your father's going Trump.
I wouldn't have. I would stop talking to him, and he knows it.
Oh. Wow.
That's why he can't even tell you who he voted for. You a goddamn threat.
He's probably been voting all these years.
Your dad can't even jerk off in his own living room.
All that pent up energy.
It's like a dictatorship with you, man. Jesus.
She's smiling, yo. She's
you're
smiling.
Fighting against the very thing.
Your dad's jerking off to The Apprentice. You have to give him one thing. Either he comes in the living room or he votes for Trump.
Give him something.
He's doing something.
Lord have mercy. I know, listen, parents, a lot of white parents voted for Trump and would vote for Trump. And Asians too.
Yeah.
All my Asian friends and my white friends,
I know some
all their parents voted for Trump.
Yeah.
But why do you think they love him so much? And plus, when I go down, because my manager's office on Wall Street,
ooh,
in the Trump building.
Ooh.
Light flex.
And it's just, I remember like years ago before Trump got elected, there was people down there taking pictures and stuff. Now, Asians galore taking pictures of that building.
Wow.
Yeah.
They worship
but they'll
him.
Take photos of anything.
They worship wealth. They worship wealth.
And he comes off strong.
Talk about it.
Well, it's also, my family grew up Stalin communism, probably China too.
Yeah.
So it's like, propaganda doesn't leave you. So if you're fed propaganda, secrecy, all these things, it's kind of hard to shake when you're 80.
Agreed.
Yeah, like, Mao Zedong.
You're drawn to that. You're like, fuck that. Yeah, this is great. And it's like, weren't you starving? Like, I think your life was bad.
It's
but
so weird.
They're just twisted.
They quickly forget, man.
Is it like fucking Stockholm syndrome?
Because also their life here is so much better. Mm. But they don't get that. But for me, what was sad is I was like, oh, you're an idiot. You don't realize this is the same. Like, to me, I'm like, what don't you get?
The distractions are big, though. That's what it is. Like, when you, like, I did an experiment, right? I used to watch the news, like, 24/7.
Yeah.
I'll wake up, work out, boom, 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 watch the news, and then go watch CNN to 12 o'clock, then watch that. I'm watching The View and watching Mad News, right? All of it negative. And anytime they try to do positive, it was some stupid shit. Like,
ew,
look at this dog fall.
Yeah.
Like, but it was all negative. I'm talking about the worst of the worst.
Yeah,
and what
fun.
I found was that when I stepped away from it for like 3 days, right? And then a week, I was much more calm and relaxed. And then when I tried to watch it, my brain and the side of my, like, it would just start pulsating in a way where I was like, oh, I can't deal with this. I can't. I would turn it off. Now I read it. I get what I need to get out of it, and then I break out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all a distract. It's so much of it coming at you.
Well, nobody watches TV anymore.
Facts.
I haven't turned on a TV in a year and a half. I just, like, can't. It's so.
It's nothing.
It's screaming at me. When
everything.
I see a TV, I'm, like, so hurt by it.
When you relax.
It's yelling at me.
I love TV. I watch it.
I watch it all the time.
All day.
I don't not
watch
anything.
Hulu
but
on my phone, I watch my TV.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I watch Netflix.
But what
and
are you
I watch
watching?
YouTube. YouTube and
news,
I'm not
a lot,
into
a lot of
the
news
TV.
Shit, but a lot of like TV.
Well, I'm not
like
clicking
shows,
and clacking, but I have the Bravo app, like, and then in hotels I'm watching, you know, Kardashians.
But that's a good distraction. That's a distraction from the noise that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
Yeah. All in the same it is.
Yeah, for me, it's hard for me to even find that now. Yeah. I'm watching like pets do dumb shit, but then I got to sit through mad commercials of
ad
propaganda
blocker.
And
yeah.
all that.
Mm-hmm. Ad blocker.
Like, nah, this is just regular TV, man.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
Yeah.
Ad blocker.
No, I don't do commercials.
I was like, what? You can do that?
No, I'm about to get YouTube red because the commercials are honestly
propaganda.
Really hurtful.
Yeah.
I mean, because they pop
pissed.
Up every 5 minutes, and then if you're doing anything else and you're out, not like within finger range of the thing, then you just have to be screamed at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awful.
Whenever I'm watching like a Netflix or not even a Hulu, and I can't fast forward,
I hate that.
I want to break everything.
Yeah, don't take
I
that power
take
away
everything
from
in
me.
My house and break it.
That's why people murder.
And then they count down 173 seconds. Fuck your mother. Your mother's a whore.
And then they want you to participate in the ads.
Oh yeah,
because they're interactive.
They're so. Oh, when they ask you, they go, "This will just take 2 seconds, and it'll
now
really help us out." Fuck you.
I'd
literally rather die. And now what YouTube does is they'll do back-to-back ads. One of them you just have to sit through and the other one you can skip.
Yeah.
So you feel like you have some control, but you don't at all.
No, you never have any control.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of control, who you voting for, Chu? You voting for Trump too?
No.
Bernie? You don't look like a Bernie person.
I was.
Are you going for a broad?
Maybe abroad. I also did not pay attention during the Democratic debates.
None of us did.
Really?
No, well,
I
watched. What?
I cast
too many people, man.
I watched the second one because that was the one with all the hot ones.
No, okay. I'll wait till it dwindles down.
I think the black chick did good.
What do you want?
I want Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren bores. Yeah, the I want either shit out of me.
But I'm gonna vote for whatever the Democratic.
I know the black chick did good because
Kamala Harris.
Because the Republicans went at her immediately.
Yeah.
So I knew I was like, oh yeah. They don't like her and they don't like the Spanish chick on the
Cortez.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't her, boy.
They hate her a lot. She was
I go, bad girl, BX.
She was a bartender downtown a year ago. Yeah. Now she's
it's hot.
Now she's grilling people in the Senate.
They do not. Yo, the way they talk about her.
Oh, they don't like
her
at all.
You would have thought she stabbed some newborns. They are after her.
They don't like her at all.
They want her out.
And who are you voting for? You going to vote for and whoever the Democrats come up with. You don't give a fuck?
No, I do. I said Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris, but I'm going to vote for whoever.
About Biden? If Biden...
I hope it's not him.
Why?
He's out of touch. He's old. Let the dead people go die. What the fuck? I don't want Bernie. I don't want the fucking these...
You were never on the Bernie boat?
No, I hate Bernie. I hate Biden. We've had a ton of white men. I think it's like 99. So it's done.
I'm over old white men.
Get rid of them. They're too dumb. They lack empathy. They don't have enough grasp of the world because it's built for them.
But that's why they're doing what they're doing, because they see it changing and now they're trying to get all their fuck shit in. So because they know they are.
What if the perfect person for the job, it just happens to be an older white dude?
It's just not possible, but I will vote for whoever it is.
Right.
Okay, can I think Biden's going to get that done. With a middle-aged Asian man.
The guy that wants to give $1,000 to people?
He is Andrew Yang. The only one, not just saying platitudes or rhetoric or regular political politics.
Yeah,
he's
I like
the
him.
Only
I
one
do
with
like him.
Actual, original, really viable ideas that address what it's going to be
What's
like
his
going
name?
Forward.
Andrew Yang.
He's the only Asian dude?
He's the only one who's
Andrew
talking
Yang.
About
Smart dude too.
The new industrial revolution and how millions of people like are going to be out of jobs, not just, you know, that's like true. Energy, factory work, cars.
That's
like,
done.
There's going to be driverless cars. It's going to be it for people who, you know,
like
drive
truck drivers.
We have to start transitioning to what the new industry is going to be.
What's his deal? What's his job?
I think he's from
He's
Illinois.
An entrepreneur. Yeah, he's like started businesses.
You know
and
who's
stuff.
Not
like going
to
do good?
Yeah, I would like a public servant to be the president too.
What do you mean?
But I think there's
someone that's in Congress, that's someone that's working within the government, that's a public servant. Like,
but
I don't want a businessman.
But there's something so creepy about someone who's volunteered their whole professional life to not really get a job and just kind of volunteer for quote unquote service, but really it's like it's
what
kind of a
that?
Celebrity.
What's
a celebrity
job?
It's a celebrity
he's
status.
A business
thing.
Guy.
No, she's talking about like
what's his job?
But he's an entrepreneur, so he started businesses.
That's a lot of work.
But you know what? He's done it successfully, and people voted Trump in for the reason. That he actually is valid.
But
he was on the debate
saying.
Too. Andrew Yang was on his on a.
They cut his mic. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. Well, he's Asian. He could have built one.
So you know the debates are not actually about debating, right? It's just like theater. They were so Rachel Maddow and the other guy, whatever his like pointy name is. He was. They were so annoying to watch. They were like inside joking, and it's like, dude, not forget. Even if you don't like any of the candidates and you want to fuck with them or whatever, we want to kind of know what's up. Like, what about the rest of us? I know you guys just fuck around all day long on TV, but like the rest of us kind of want to know what's up.
Yeah. Nah, they go hang out after this, man.
They do
like, that's
go
the crazy
out.
Part. Yeah,
I hung with all of them.
There's people, right? That's either whatever side of the gate they run to. Mm. Oh, white people, black people, cops, whatever side of the fence they run to, whatever their distraction that they're so enamored with, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the funny thing. They get on TV, they talk they shit, and then after that, they kids hang out, they
go
hang
to the bar. We go to the
they
bar.
They go for drinks.
We go to Langan's,
and then
Midtown.
The rest of us are blowing our fucking brains out at some shit that's still going to be here when we die.
We do it on this podcast. Everybody hangs out on this podcast. Like,
this
we've had
fun.
People. Because
I bring everybody together, from the Ann Coulters to the Artie Langs to the Milos.
My friend's a journalist in D.C., and she's successful, and she goes to both side parties. She gets along all these people.
To tell you the truth.
It's all like.
The right party's better.
They're not
it's
sides.
Not,
they're the same
but it's
people.
Fucked because their hobby is ruining everyone. We're pawns. We're pawns in these people. Like Veep.
We are.
Everyone needs to watch Veep. Everyone should watch Veep in schools. Veep is everything.
Yeah, Veep is great.
And that's what it is. It's just all of them trying to get cash and power. And we're just like, I don't know, can these kids have lunch at school? Yeah. Like, it's
but
so
you know what
crazy.
The fucked up thing is? It's not even anti-us. It's just pro-them. It's not even evil towards us. The evil is the indifference. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care if people get fucked. They're not trying to fuck us. They just don't care if we get fucked.
No. Yeah. They're trying to fuck us.
So it's psychopath.
And they're willing to fuck us if it means getting to whatever it is that they're trying to get to.
Because it's not even remotely about us fucking or not
fucking. No, it is. That's why they're distracting us, why they do whatever they do.
Money, all of this is a distraction.
But yeah. I'm saying their purpose is not, they're not
us. Their purpose is money.
Their purpose is themselves. Yeah.
Their purpose is money.
Always, yeah. The motive is them, but... This shit is like the Hunger Games, man. Like each one of these states are different districts, and we all don't know about each other. We only know from the propaganda that from what we watch.
Right.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So, is not on our side. Like the news reports what
they're
they want to report.
No, they're not. They're based for that area.
Facts.
They're
right.
based for that area.
They just
so,
pick this and that, and then we don't actually know what's going on at all.
Yeah,
that's what Colin Quinn's special was.
A remarkable. Incredible. Remarkable.
Red State, Blue State.
Yeah.
Remarkable. Jeez.
I went on the weirdest blind date with someone who wanted to take me to Red State, Blue State. And
was it the same dude?
Yeah. And
he's a fan.
I didn't know. A friend set me up. And he was like, I've got this guy. I go, well, what's his last name? So I can do a quick Google.
Oh,
and he was like, my friend is blind. So he was like, I can't see to look it up, but I'll tell you later. And I was like, okay. And then before I got any info, he was messaging me. He was like, I want to take you to Colin's show. And I was like, all right. I mean, of course, I'll go to Colin's show with anybody.
She gave the number out?
Yeah.
And then we got there, and it was like a no. It was a no. But Colin's show was amazing. But yeah,
hold on. Whoa. So your friend goes, "Yo, I got a dude for you, right?
Yeah.
He's black. I can't find a picture. So right there,
he's not black. He's blind.
No, he's blind.
Yes.
All right. So she just gave him the number.
Same thing. So I was. He goes, "I'll look it up later." And I was like, "All right. Well, you know, okay. I'll go to a show. I'll go to Colin's show with anybody. I'll honestly go to Colin's show with anybody. I would love to watch Colin's show. And it's one.
Shout out to Colin.
And it's
fucking
one.
It's a blind
date.
Guy's a good story. Yeah.
I can let somebody buy me drinks. That's not a problem. And I can watch Colin Quinn be funny. That's also a delight. So I was like, this evening can't go that wrong. And then I get there.
It went wrong.
And it was wrong.
Why? What happened?
Well, nothing really. I just, you know, you just. I first of all, I realized I had met this dude before, like once in Palo. It was a fan, and I was like, "Why
you can't fuck fans,
would
man.
You have done this to me? You can't fuck a comedy fan. That is, if you're, that's just outrageous."
Yeah.
And I also could tell from the back of his head, like when I saw him at the bar, that I just wouldn't be into it.
What was the back of his head? It was like a mullet situation.
No, it was
oddly shaped back head.
No,
women are the greatest, yo.
I call it a knuckler. He had
a
knuckler.
I knew I wasn't gonna neck smell. Do you know what
his
I mean?
Neck smell.
He had a smelly neck.
Hold up, looking at him, you can tell his neck smell.
Yes.
I
didn't even know what he, so I got there and I was like, the hostess was, it was like a nice place. The hostess was like, you know, who are you looking for? And I was like, I actually don't know. I've never met this person. I'm on a blind date. She goes, well, there's this one guy standing at the bar. It might be him. And I was like, I sense that it is him. And I looked over and I could see exactly who it was. I could tell by his posture that he was the guy. I could just tell. I could just
by
see
his
it.
Posture?
That's
yes,
creepy.
By his posture. He was just standing and I just, by the way he was standing, he had like an anticipatory vibe. And I was like, oh, he's waiting for me. And I could just tell, I could see the side of his neck. And I was like, I won't like how it smells.
Was it like?
That's creepy, yo.
And I was right.
So hold up. You met him before.
It turns out I had like in passing once a while ago.
Oh, okay. I thought he tried to get at you.
No, he's a comedy hanging out guy. So he's just around. Yeah, it was a no. It wasn't a bad night, but it was a no.
Yeah,
gross.
Especially when he does comedy?
He doesn't do comedy?
No. Oh my God. No, I just like can't.
He's probably thinking about doing it.
On his Instagram, it says
he probably thinks he could do it better.
He said you were pretty funny.
He says he kind of does it. He don't do it at all. Yeah. He's just dreaming. He probably hasn't even hit a mic
yet.
It was
so upsetting. Liz,
you dated a fan before, haven't you?
No, I just dated two comics.
Oh,
okay.
Two.
Yeah.
Who?
A guy in Chicago you wouldn't know, and then a girl in London.
Oh, nice.
That London love. Hey, yeah. Get lit, girl.
How's that all along? Long distance relationships bug me.
Yeah, it didn't really last that long, but it's like romantic.
Did you fly over there?
Yeah, we met in Australia, and then we ended up meeting in Toronto, New York, and London.
Oh, nice.
I got to hang out with you.
Your story's lit.
And then the relationships, I mean, it's like not sustainable, but it's like vacations, because like you're talking and you like miss each other, and you're just like, oh, I want to fuck.
Just passion.
And then you're there fucking, going to nice restaurants, hotels, like going to plays.
Fucking go!
So then It's like very fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for all of this. Yeah.
Did you guys leave on good terms?
Long distance is
like,
the shit.
It was rough. I had my heart broken, but we're
fine. when you love hard and fast like that, a lot of times it's ends fiery. Change.
Yeah, and then I started therapy, so that's been really helpful to my life. And then, we're good. She asked to like catch up recently, and I didn't really care to.
That means you won. Shit.
Yeah, high five.
No, but I think she'll be good. I mean, she has a Netflix show coming out, and I know her face is
she won.
Be everywhere.
That bitch won, nigga. That bitch. Who is she?
Spoke too fast. Yeah, my bad. Okay. I jumped the gun on that one.
No, so I'm just like annoyed. I'm gonna have to see her face in the banner. You know.
Yeah. Oh,
is she fully gay?
She's bi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
We're listening.
But I think if someone saw her, they would think that she was
quite gay.
Full blown.
Okay. Like because of like she has like a buzz cut or something.
Is she buzzy? Yeah. You got
she
a buzz.
Short hair.
She was trying to get the stats.
Is
she white?
That might be that time.
But I've not dated a fan, but like I fucked people from an audience.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. I see it different from like an audience member and then a fan is somebody who's all up in your shit. Come to several shows.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah.
There's an audience member gonna be like, "This is my first comedy show." Blah blah blah. Yeah.
When they start pulling up your set list and shit that you don't even remember.
Oh, like, remember the joke you used to have about the F train? It's like, bitch, you gotta go.
Did you write that, bitch? Like,
the guy that I went on the date with, he was pretty persistent, even though I was like, hey, it's not gonna be a thing.
Were you so out of his league too? Was he like gross looking?
By his neck, blind. I say yes.
Yeah, it was. And he was.
So if your friend wasn't blind, you would not have been set up.
He goes, well, I don't know. I asked him about it. And I was like, hey, homie, this is really blind of you.
Hold up. Your friend is blind.
Yes. No, not the guy. The guy who set me up. Okay, no.
The guy who set her up is blind.
The guy who set me up is blind. That's why I like had no data before the event.
Because
I
was
like
a real blind dude.
I've known him for like 12
years. Brian, you know Brian.
Years.
He's been on the show. Brian McCarthy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Brian McCarthy. Brian McCarthy, I've known him
for. He went blind recently.
Did he do the Ray Charles shit?
I think God took it.
We know.
He's got to be the wrist.
He's always calm. Because he can't see. And so I'm always like, just scream a text message into your phone, please. Ain't nobody got time for this. But he
recently went blind, though. But he was a real freak, too.
He's not
even. Don't say, oh, he's a filthy animal.
He's a filthy animal. And he's not, he hasn't developed blind powers. Like,
oh,
he's just
like
new
Daredevil.
To being blind.
Right.
So he jerked off too much.
So, yes, he touched his penis till he went blind.
Damn.
I think he might have. I
and
think
this
that's
guy,
the one time.
That's
why I wear goggles.
The guy afterwards
exactly
showed
why.
Up to shows, and I thought that it was a coincidence because, like, I remember hosting at Greenwich, and, like, I had a spot at here and there, and he'd, like, kind of be there when I got off stage. Or, like, I saw him in the
Who's
audience.
That dude?
Mm-hmm. And I thought that. I thought, you know, he's a comedy fan, so people know that there's shows and, you know, it's people go to shows, but
he was talking.
It happened like 3 times in a weekend. And I was like, oh, those are all my shows. Yeah, that's not, that's just all the places I'm going to be. And it made me really kind of have to call my blind friend up and be like, listen, you have to call your friend off. This is not, he was like, he has the impression that you might not be into it. I was like, I mean, what gave him that impression?
Wait, so he showed up to your 3 shows after the blind date, after Colin thing?
Yes. And after the blind date, it was like 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Thank you so much. You know, I had a really nice time. Like, come on, fucking cunty. I was like, thank you. Gave him a very, very chaste hug. And peace out. And I was like, I'm going to go home. You know, thank you. And then he was like, he goes, well, he was shit-faced. He goes, is it weird that I'm going to go have another drink right now? And I go, nope, not at all. Have a great night.
Do you? Because I won't.
Nice.
Wow,
bye.
So yo, let me help you out.
You can't bang fans.
No.
You can't bang fans.
And also, you can't ask me like that. Like, you can't be like, is it gross if I go out? It's like, I'm going to just be so grossed out by that. You can't do it like that. You have to just be hey, come with me. Right. And I still would have said no.
I'm not going
to
say his name, but I do hate him. But I know someone that married a fan.
Oh. No.
What? Wait a minute.
Wait, but
that's
this is a
dangerous?
Man who married a fan. That's different. I think it's different for
men. Nah, that's still dangerous.
I think it's different for men.
I think,
it's
like men's flaws lead them to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like a good thing.
Right.
Okay.
I can't see it being a good thing. But who?
Who?
Are they still married?
Listen, they are.
You
There's
don't have to say
kid.
Who it is, but what is their first and last name?
I
just hate him so much, but I don't want to fuck up people's families. Like, I'll just say it later.
Okay.
She's seasoned. You see how she sidestepped that one?
I'll talk shit about other people gladly and say names, but I just think it's weird when it's like a family.
No, you don't want to affect the family. Yeah. No. I was just admiring. It was more of an admirer.
I heard the kid's an asshole.
No, but this is so annoying too. People are gonna know, but they also gave the kid. They spelled the kid's name wrong on purpose because they heard it like develops your character.
Oh no! Oh, that's the story of my entire life.
Wow. Because
you constantly have to be like, no, it's this, no, right. It's this, so you become more confident or annoying or something.
No, you get really upset with you. Yeah, get you permanently get
easily
upset.
Agitated. Yeah, kids gonna fucking kill somebody.
No,
say my name wrong one more time. Everyone's dead.
Yeah, they just made a little school shooter.
No, do you want to go on this date or not?
They spelled his name wrong to...
I'm a fan of the podcast.
I'm a friend of the
they
show.
They just read a
Get
study on the internet, probably, that was like, oh, yeah, great idea.
Lord have mercy.
That kid's going to be on CNN, I'm telling you, man.
That's why you can't fuck fans, because it probably was the comics idea, and the fan was like this. Yeah. Everything you say is right.
Yeah.
What?
And now you got...
Knowing damn well they don't want that name.
Now your name, son is George.
Still named after my grandpa.
Okay, what about cool. What about someone that you meet who's not in comedy, and then they develop an appreciation for your whole thing and like what you do, and they think, and then they become a fan. They're like, "Yeah, I'm like a fan of you."
That's what's up.
No, that's different.
Yeah,
because you're already in love. The worst, because it's worse when your partner thinks you suck. Like you want them to be a fan of you, actually.
Especially on those days when you feel like you suck. You need your partner to be like, "No, babe, you're the greatest."
Can you imagine if like your boyfriend or girlfriend was like, "This is a you're not." Good.
I actually dated.
That's why you're not getting spots.
I actually dated somebody.
You whine about this shit all the time. I'm telling you what it is. You
right?
Suck.
Could
you
be with,
if the person was hot enough, you loved them enough, could you be with somebody who hated you on stage?
Yes.
Like just
hot enough?
Just,
I would love someone to think that I was funny, but they weren't like coming to my shows all the time.
Right.
Yeah. I would prefer that. Yeah. I think.
Right.
Like, and sometimes your loved ones get like, you know, anxious and cringy when they see you.
But I wouldn't want someone, because I have people that date people, I wouldn't want someone that hates comedy or is like comedian. And suck or like this is boring.
Yeah.
I never
you
want to
at least
go
respect
to
what I do.
Yeah.
I know couples like that and that sucks.
Yeah.
You dated somebody like that?
Yeah. Like years ago I dated this chick. She was really hot and she came to all my shows, and it wasn't until like she was on her way to break up with me was she like, I actually don't like your stand up.
Whoa.
What if I started stand up and I was better than you? How would that make you feel?
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Challenge.
She started.
No. She hates my guts, but she was hot. She and I stayed. Yeah.
You know who never does that? The Jews.
You stayed?
Wait, I had an Asian girl do that to me.
When she was breaking up with you, that's when she told you that she didn't like your stand up?
It was like the process of breaking up. It was like her breaking with me lasted a couple of weeks.
She was trying to destroy you.
Yeah. She was trying to get you to do
this
it for
bitch
her.
Was trying to destroy
like,
you.
She was like, you know, you suck at comedy, right?
She was mad at you.
Yeah, and our last time we went out, a guy bought her a shot, and she was like, do you mind if I go over there and thank him? And I was like, okay. And I just sat there.
And then 3 days later, that's when she came back.
She was like, I can't do nothing to break up.
The longest thank you of all time.
That's a common mistake I've seen, too, where like you start dating someone, they come all the time, and then finally it's like,
No, don't
go to all the open mic, because this is like, yeah.
Don't go to all the shows?
I've not experienced that, but I've seen girlfriends like go for a few months and then finally be like,
I've seen that every time.
Especially if you're not creating no new jokes. Yeah. It's just the same act. I gotta listen
but
to
you
play
shouldn't
me.
Do that. I think it's weird if you're dating someone that it's all the time.
But I think everybody who dates in comedy, usually you bring that person you first start dating around all the time because they want to be around you.
Yeah.
And they come all the time. And then it fades.
I'm gonna keep it apart.
I would say meet me after or before or at this cool one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wouldn't be like, I'm doing this new shit and some basement. I don't like.
But you know, when somebody loves you, though, they be like this. I want to come though.
Yeah.
But I want to come.
You gotta set
like
that. You gotta
set
the
boundaries. Have that
I wouldn't like that. Yeah. Maybe I'm projecting lots of.
No,
shit.
No, you're right.
I would not like that.
Yeah, right.
But it's weird if they never want to see you. Like there has to be a line. Like they have to be a little interested in what you do, but not so much that it puts a weird pressure on you, or that you feel like they can just see that you're full of shit.
No, it just has to be a grown up conversation. Like I met my wife through comedy. Like she randomly was mad at some dude she was talking to and friended me, and I was just trying to get people to come to a show. I wasn't even trying to fuck her.
Right.
I was like, yo, I need bringers. Yeah, come through. So that's how we hit it off. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't looking for a relationship. So I told her when she, you know, brought it up, we were dating for a couple of months or whatever. And I was like, look, I'm willing to try this out because I wasn't interested in a relationship, but you need to understand that this comes first. Mm. And the minute you don't understand that this comes first, this is not going to work. And I just was upfront. I gave examples and those situations came up, and she had to eat it because I was up front with her. Mm-hmm. If you up front and you let the person know what they're getting into, then they can't cry wolf.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
True.
Like, this is what I do. And the minute you don't respect what I do, get the fuck out.
You guys probably have a good relationship because I bet sometimes it turns to resentment eventually.
Oh, yeah, it does sometimes. Yeah.
You just, I'm sure your priorities have changed too, also, kind of. No?
Yes and no, because I have kids, so of course I adjust, but this is still, like, she know, like, me and my wife are so in sync, right? Like, if I'm in the house for a couple of days, she's like, yo, you need to get out. Go get out, do, you got to be out around it. You can't be here. Mm. Get the fuck
That's
out.
That's a good one.
Like, she, like,
she's always, a real one.
I always tell people, if we
have
fallen out.
The rest of you bitches
out,
ain't shit.
Facts. So now, like, this is how much I like, I know I got a good one. Like, if I fucked up, right? And we had a falling out and she leave me, I would still make sure she was good. Because when nobody believed in me, and I dated a lot of chicks that didn't believe when it was on the ground up.
Yeah.
And she came on the ground up and believed and invested for life on my father's grave. Mm. She would never want for anything. My goal is to make sure that she's not working at 60, 50.
Nice.
Like that, that's what I, it's not even about me, it's about for them. Yeah. Like, because she believed in me when nobody else did.
Yeah. Look at all these phony bitches at the table. Can't say that.
We think that's amazing for her.
I would like that
bitches
kind
at this table. I would like that for myself.
I would love that.
That's beautiful. I did. Yeah. I did two comics before I started comedy.
Sorry, Tommy.
It's one of those things where you think you're dating and it's not. It's cool.
Right. This was here?
Is in Canada.
In Canada.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But the thing is, all my friends were already comics because my best friend was a comic. He'd bring me out to shows, and then my circle just became all comics.
Yeah.
So it was kind of
quickly.
And as women, you know, like when everyone's like kind of the new person that's in the crew, everyone's trying. So I'm like, let me choose. And But then, like, I deep down, everyone's like, you want to do it. Like, you're going to be doing it. Why aren't you doing comedy? I'm like, no, I can. And then I did it.
Then you did it. So she was one who came along like that. Yeah.
And, like, dating comics is hard. But, like, I keep doing it. It's like an addiction.
You like what you like.
Sometimes you gotta learn that lesson, man.
Yeah.
Like, I slept with a comic, and in my mind I'm like, so we're together now? And then she went away. I'm like, okay, so we're not together.
Oh, poor thing. Yeah, you gotta talk it out. You can't just bang and think that's the rest of your life.
I like just being able to diss someone.
That's how I get them.
And have them not take it any type of way.
What's that?
Being able to diss someone and not let them take it any type of way. And comics can do that.
Like this, what do you mean?
Like just talking shit about your partner to their face.
Oh, yeah. But it can still, you know, sometimes people, just because you're a comedian don't mean everything's going to roll off of you.
Right.
And definitely when it's somebody who you sucking a dick or fucking eating a pussy, you're like, the way you said that, it ain't like an audience member, motherfucker.
So I got your pussy in my mouth. Let him know.
So, you know, it can be weird.
Yeah.
You still dating comedians? Who you dating now?
No.
Eddie Izzard, nigga?
Wait, do you live here? Yeah, you live here. So who do you think is a cutie? What do you like?
Karen loved to turn things into high school.
When did it stop being high school?
Nah, you did the shit. You're like, so what?
What I found is good though? Dating comedy adjacent people.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's not always where it's at. Oh, is that a comedy adjacent if they're actually working in comedy though?
Stand-up adjacent.
Okay.
You're still in comedy world, but like stand-up adjacent. There's a difference between dating a stand-up and dating a goddamn writer or producer or
plus they fall
over. Maddie, what you saying?
Somebody in network. What Matt saying on it? He's adjacent. His sister's moving up to Canada. Yeah.
Maddie, you've got one of
Matt's
each.
Like my stock went up.
We have Neapolitan ice cream comics up here. What are you into?
But it's weird dating comics too, because you got to see them all the time.
Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I already run into them. So if y'all ain't got, like, bang, bang, like,
good bomb.
Rapport, you can't.
Don't bomb and they kill.
I didn't really date. I banged a couple comics, though. I've been this motherfucker 18
years.
Shut
up. I know you have.
I banged around. I ran through the one or two. But I'm cool with all of them. Like, I couldn't even bang a comic if I didn't think she was funny.
Yeah. I haven't found
Well, one I did.
Is that true?
One I did.
I absolutely don't believe you.
No, one I did that I didn't think was funny.
Okay. Oh, where'd you meet her? Like,
I met her in the city doing a... This was a long time ago. It's like 15 years ago.
Your eyes are sparkling right now. Remember?
She was.
That was a good flashback for you.
She was French, so that. That made up for it.
Is she still in comedy?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, she was French, so that made up for the whackness. Okay. I was like, maybe.
In French, was she like?
Yeah, was she funny in French?
Was she getting it?
So you have no idea.
Was she funny in French?
Yeah.
Well, if it was anything like the English stuff, no.
Liza, have you dated any foreigners or certain people? Are your stand-up adjacent?
No, but I was here and I had to wait in line to go to the bathroom. And I did hear the adjacent thing, and I don't know if even that's important. I think you just have to have someone with a passion for what they do in their life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't have definitely. Or creative.
Yeah.
A creative type.
A creative but you know capacity. But my wife is a super creative.
But everybody's kind of a creative. Like, if you're into your job and take initiatives in it, that's a creative thing.
Not everybody
in
does
and of itself.
That. That's no, a I'm very just small percentage passion. Of people who do that.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying that you can be creative and not have a creative job.
Yeah, but we're not. I'm not arguing with you with that point. We're saying that if you're going to date somebody, especially what we do,
yeah.
It should be a creative. Now, I believe that everybody has something that they're great, that they're like, that's your creative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they either don't find it
mm-hmm.
or have it and life happens and they just let it go.
Yeah.
Or they never find it.
Yeah, but look at Ali Wong. She married a hot business guy.
Yeah, it can work. Balance,
but but he loved his job and he was good at it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That is exactly my point. Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's a small percentage of not everyone is like that.
No, but not most people are not creative. Most people don't like their job.
Yeah, yeah, facts. So yeah, you got to find that diamond in the rough.
I would hate. I think it's hard to be with someone that's
That's whack.
Because then they don't have a life and passion. They don't get why you're going out of your way to do these weird things.
Right.
You don't have a passion. We can't rock.
Someone's always looking forward to
I don't care if it's collecting rocks.
Right.
You got to have something. You've got to.
But what if their passion becomes you?
Well,
that's a passion.
No, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Because I'm
that's
not even
problem,
into me like
then
that.
It's like, what do you mean you have to do a set? Are you even getting paid for that? Like, Wednesday, why aren't we hanging out?
I know some
why
people, like, even like with Big J and Christine, they should work with them. She handles a lot of his shit.
Yeah.
So it can be a good thing.
But I feel like they came in like that. But I feel like they came in like that.
You wouldn't like it.
No.
He didn't come in like that. He was dating Carla before her. He had a wife and he had a girl and kid before.
Oh, I don't know that life, but. I know for me, I need my relationship to be separate from this because this is even when I bring my wife out, I'm so attentive to her that it's hard for this is dual lives for me. So when I'm in the comedy world, I'm handling the business. I'm mingling with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to learn information. I'm trying to be great.
Right.
When I'm with my, if my wife comes, that's another dynamic that I'm not, I got to prepare for.
Right.
I'm trying to greet fans, but now I'm watching her and she's watching them.
It's like the Seinfeld episode when you mix up work friends with other friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you caught in the middle.
Yeah, this life got to be separate. Like,
yeah, but most of my best friends are comics, so it would be weird to keep this life. Like, it's like kind of my full
situation.
No,
don't get me wrong. My wife comes out, but I'm not having her come out to everything. If it's a dope moment and I need her to be there because I want her to share in this moment because she helped me achieve this moment, yeah. But
the grind,
just
doing a spot.
Yeah, like, look, I'm here doing a podcast. This is a great fucking podcast, but I don't need my wife here.
No, I'm saying more like socially, like,
Like, is she friends with your comedy friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a comedy
She's friend with my, like, she knows my best friend, which is Gina Brion.
Nice.
Like, she knows the people who are close to me. She has their numbers. You know, they know how to get in contact with her and vice versa. And then that's the extent of her knowing my comedy, like, outside of. I share everything with her, like, you know, what I'm trying to accomplish, what our goals are. Like, this is not just me. This is our plan.
Mm-hmm.
She invested in this business, this startup business that, and we got it to this far. So now these are our next business goals on what we're trying to do for this family.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's how we operate.
Yeah, nice. Black on business.
Yeah, man.
Shut up.
But that's what we are. We're all brands. We're all brands, and we're all trying to make sure that we get it as mainstream as possible.
Because
we fucking dope. Let's get it.
Shut your inspiring ass up, James. Bringing that horseshit inspiration in the show.
I feel it, though. I feel so inspired.
Yeah. Oh, I think we're going to wrap it up now. Let's do some pluggy plugs. Y'all had fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let everybody have fun.
Yeah.
I had a fucking blast, man.
Do your pluggy plugs.
Learn some lessons. At Glitter Cheese on the internet.
Yes.
And then I'll be in Montreal July 18th to 23rd. Then... come check me out in Edinburgh for the month of August.
You're going to kick ass.
And then I'll be back in America in October.
Are you here? Are you in
LA? Are you going to October?
I'll come back for a wedding and a bachelorette party and a birthday, and then I'll go back out.
Wow.
And I'll come back and
miss you,
be on
yo.
The road. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
And then I'm going to move to LA, hopefully.
You're going
to
come back. You're going to come back with a boo, though.
My girl.
No, but I've been there so much that, and I just, it's the moment
you
at
like
the moment.
You like it better?
No, okay. No, but it's
but
just,
it's good for your
I have
life.
To be there right now.
Got to be there
good.
Right now. Janelle?
You know when it's time.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to go find a boo, but okay. I'll also be in Montreal.
You don't know. You don't know.
Maybe. We'll find a Francais.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Got in your bag.
Yo, they're such
fun. I can never name a person. Yeah, I'll be in Montreal. Rap Battles, 23rd, 24th.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks for coming through. Jamesy?
What
we have tomorrow? We going somewhere?
Oh yeah, it's about to be lit. Yo, so check it out. I'm here with Unk, right? Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're gonna be at Comics at Mohegan Sun.
That's right, son.
Nice.
Yo, check this out, yo. For real, for real. I promise you. We're gonna it's not about us. We doing this for you.
That's right.
It's not for
it's
us.
For the people.
I'm being so sincere about this.
Yeah, July 4th
oh, I'm so
is a
sincere.
Good
we yeah. are gonna give you a fucking moment.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be
yeah,
a magical
come catch
time.
This vibe. We lit.
Make sure you get your tickets. Go to comics.com, comicsroadhouse.com. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Chewy.
Oh, sweet. Hi, this is Chewy May.
Choo-choo.
You can catch me bouncing around for my dates and upcoming projects. Go to chewycomedy.com.
Excellent.
That's it.
Yeah.
Chew.
Yeah.
What's a podcast? You have the podcast?
Oh, Friends Like Us?
Yes.
Oh, I'm no longer part of
it. Oh, I didn't know that. What happened?
I love her, and we're still great.
The rotations on that podcast.
We need an edit point.
I thought you were still. I don't know what's going on.
Oh no, no, I just became too busy to help out.
Oh that's okay.
Good, ooh, good segue.
White daughter.
You can shoot me a DM on Twitty, Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N. I don't know, Karen Kardashian on Twitty, Karen Margolis on Insta, and if you want to get in touch, and I post my stuff on there, and I'm around, I'm in the city.
Yes, and don't forget, get your tickets at comicsroadhouse.com for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, July 4th, 5th, and 6th in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun. Get your tickets. It's going to be a buttery show. And don't forget, next Tuesday, July 9th, Small World Productions, Comedy Productions. We got Leslie Jones and Joe Mackey and me and
I'm
somebody else.
Nice.
You coming to that show? You're on it. You're
yeah.
on. And okay, you're on. So
yeah,
that's Saturday.
You no. told me to do it yesterday.
I did. July 9th, Tuesday, 8 p.m., Comedy Cellar. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Get your tickets for that show. It's going to be a butter show.
Yeah.
Lee's on it. We got Leslie's on it.
Yeah.
We got Joe Mackey. You got myself.
That's lit.
It's going to be a buttery show. Go to ComedyCellar.com. July 9th, 8 p.m. Get your tickets. Leslie's going to lean in on that show, too. She's been wanting to be back there.
Ooh.
So it's going to be good time.
Oh, I might have to come out for that
one. Yeah, come out for that one. Yeah. July 9th, 8 p.m., ComedyCellar.com, ComedyCellar.com. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
Yay. All your
appreciate
mothers are sluts.
Ha, ha, facts. That's how we got here.